At 7:07, it's mostly clear, a little bit of fog in the lower-lying areas, 53 degrees right now in Atlantic, and we look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. In Southwest Iowa News, police in Red Oak report a local man was arrested early this morning on drug charges. 21-year-old Jesse Patrick Beeman of Red Oak was arrested following a traffic stop near the intersection of Highway 48 and 215th Street at around 12:30 a.m. Beeman was found to be allegedly in possession of methamphetamine and prescription pills. He was also wanted on a valid warrant out of Indianola. Beeman was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. Authorities in Montgomery County say only minor injuries were reported following an accident that happened just before 1 p.m. Wednesday. Officials said a 2004 Freightliner semi owned by Ramco Transportation in Roselle, Illinois, and driven by 44-year-old Arthur Jacala of Roselle, was traveling west on Highway 34 when, for reasons unknown, the vehicle crossed the center line of the road. The left side view mirrors of Jacala's semi hit the mirrors of a 1997 Freightliner semi tow truck passing in the opposite direction. The driver of the tow truck was identified as 46-year-old Kenneth Darnold of Emerson. A 2008 Chrysler Sebring driven by 53-year-old Tamara Hawley of Mount Air and owned by the Mount Air Record News was traveling behind Darnold's semi. When the parts that flew off the semis during the collision punched through the grill of the car, causing damage to the air conditioning condenser. Authorities say Jacala suffered lacerations from the broken mirror but refused medical attention. Damage from the crash amounted to $400. Jacala was cited for failure to yield half the roadway. The Iowa State Patrol has released information about a couple of crashes that occurred Sunday on Interstate 80 in Cass and Pottawatomie counties. The first happened in Cass County at around 11:30 a.m. Sunday near the Elkhorn exit. Officials said a recreational vehicle driven by 33-year-old William DeWitt of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and a 2012 VW Rutan van driven by 19-year-old Stefan Dedovic of Hoffman Estates, Illinois, were both traveling westbound on I-80. When the van slowed for traffic that had stopped ahead for a backup that was taking place in the construction zone, the RV rear-ended the van, but both vehicles were able to be driven from the scene. Damage from the crash amounted to $4,500. Both drivers refused medical attention. DeWitt was cited for failure to stop within an assured clear distance. The second accident happened around 75 minutes later, about 1/2 mile west of the Walnut exit. The patrol says a 2007 tractor-trailer driven by 49-year-old Angela Briggs of Alger, Michigan, was traveling eastbound on I-80 and had slowed for traffic ahead that was stopped due to the road construction. A 2001 Chevy Venture van driven by 32-year-old Jessica Alvarado of Gilboa, Ohio, was also eastbound and slowing for the stopped traffic ahead when she was rear-ended by a 2000 Dodge Ram pickup that was pulling a trailer. The pickup was driven by 33-year-old Jeremy Mangus, also of Gilboa, Ohio. The impact pushed Alvarado's van onto the shoulder of the interstate. The pickup and trailer continued forward and struck the rear of the semi. There were no injuries reported. Damage from the crash amounted to $20,500. Mangus was cited for failure to stop in an assured distance. Both accidents caused traffic to be tied up for a good deal of time while authorities try and sort out what happened. And police in Council Bluffs say two men were arrested early Wednesday morning after they led police on a chase. Bluffs Police Sergeant Chad Myers said in a press release Wednesday, 34-year-old Kent Hendricks of Council Bluffs and 32-year-old Ryan Mass of Omaha were in the drive-thru pharmacy lane of a Walgreens store on East Broadway Street at around 1 a.m. Wednesday, when a red truck occupied by 33-year-old Dustin Botel and 26-year-old Luke Bird, both of Council Bluffs, pulled up next to their vehicle, and the occupants of the truck began arguing with Hendricks and Mass. When Hendricks and Mass left the area, the suspects followed them, and at the intersection of Harmony and Benton Streets, Hendricks and Mass heard a bang, and Hendricks felt something hit his left leg. The suspect's pickup truck then sped toward Harrison Street. Hendricks and Mass checked their vehicle and discovered what appeared to be a bullet hole in the trunk. They called 911 and gave the last known direction of travel of the suspect vehicle. Officers located the pickup in the 200 block of Orchard Avenue and attempted to perform a traffic stop, but the pickup took off with the officers in pursuit. The truck eventually went out of control near 25th Street and West Broadway, and both occupants were detained. In the vehicle, police found a .22 caliber rifles, one with a sawed-off barrel and an altered serial number. A shotgun found on the Broadway viaduct was also linked to the suspects. Authorities say Botel and Bird faced charges that include attempted murder, going armed with intent, assault while participating in a felony, possession of an offensive weapon, and intimidation with a weapon. Patel faces additional charges of being a felon in possession of a firearm and possession of methamphetamine. Byrd faces additional charges that include tampering with evidence, driving while barred, possession of marijuana, felony eluding, and he has two outstanding misdemeanor warrants. Hendricks' injuries, which were apparently caused by either shrapnel from a bullet or fragments of the driver's side seat, were not considered to be life-threatening. In our funeral announcements, Dolores D. Chambers, age 81, of Des Moines and formerly of Greenfield, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for D. Chambers will be today at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Evelyn Foster, age 88, of Shelby, died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Evelyn Foster will be today at 1 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Mary Ann Gretchen Keim, age 76, of Arizona, died June the 20th. Graveside services and burial of cremains for Mary Keim will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Reva Lane, age 98, formerly of Greenfield, died July the 4th in Missouri. Memorial services for Reva Lane will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Roseanne Thompson, age 76, of Manila, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Roseanne Thompson will be Saturday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Clara Wilson, age 92, of Redfield, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Clara Wilson will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Harold Pudge Powell II, age 46, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial services for Pudge Powell will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jean Marie Steffen, age 83, of Stewart and formerly of the Greenfield and Griswold areas, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Jeannie Steffen will be held at a later date. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Betty Ranney, age 75, of Harlan, died Saturday. A private graveside service for Betty Ranney will be in the Harlan Cemetery at a later date. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Georgia Jessen, age 74, of Anita, died Wednesday at Caring Acres. Services for Georgia Jessen are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Anita. And Jim Stakey, age 68, of Messina, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Jim Stakey are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.